When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I am your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm your producer, Jess Bodie.
Let's dive into today's question.
Yes, we've got a fun one, and it's all about... Yeah, it's all about trash. So... basically, we all know that waste disposal and management can just be a huge pain. So this time, the people want to know, why don't we just dump all of our garbage into volcanoes?
Okay. Great question. Yeah. I love a little bit of rubbish talk.
Oh, so, big time.
Yeah. At first glance, a volcano's hot lava seems ideal for incinerating our trash, but... like so many things in science, it is so much more complicated than that. And the short answer is the effort just might not be worth the reward. Stay tuned for an exhilarating hypothetical journey from dumpster to volcano and back. So, this question was brilliantly tackled by one of our former editors, Mary Beth Griggs, back in 2015, and her answer still stands pretty true today. If you try to turn a volcano into a dump, you are going to run into a number of obstacles. And I will describe all the obstacles for you, don't worry.
Okay, the good. First, I need to know all of them.
Yes. All right, Jess. The first obstacle is that it's not all about you. While you're, you specifically, Jess.
No!
While your nightly or even weekly trash might not seem like much rubbish at all, Americans generate, on average, about 4.9 pounds of junk per person per day. That's 292.4 million tons of waste in total for the U.S. annually, according to the Environmental Protection Agency's most recent report in 2018.
Okay, so that's a lot more than you can fit into, like, a few duffel bags to lug up to an active volcano.
Yeah, exactly. So that brings me to the next obstacle, the volcano itself. For a volcano to obliterate your trash for you, it needs to be an active one that's relatively close. Otherwise, you'll spend loads of time, effort, and money hauling garbage there. That's not an easy feat. Few people in the world, let alone in the U.S., live near an active volcano. Even worse, if you happen to actually live near one, it might not even be the right one for the job.
Oh, really? You just, like, you can't use any active volcano?
If only it were that easy. The ideal trash incinerator would be one that erupts slowly and ever so gently spews hot lava onto the surrounding area. These are called shield volcanoes, and they are common in Hawaii. An ideal example is Kilauea, which is located on the Big Island and is one of five volcanoes that together form the Big Island. Unfortunately, the majority of volcanoes on Earth are stratovolcanoes. These sometimes dispense lava ever so lovingly like Kilauea, but they also, as Mary Beth put it, quote, have the unfortunate tendency to explode when the pressure of hot gas and magma inside gets to be too much, end quote.
That really doesn't sound good.
Yeah, you see where this is going. You do not want to throw trash into an explosive volcano when it is in the middle of erupting. If you are able to throw something into one with ease, you are too close to exploding molten rock, ash, and gases for comfort, and you likely won't make it out alive.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem worth the risk.
But Okay, because we love a good hypothetical here on Ask Us Anything, let's just say you happen to live in Hawaii near one of these Goldilocks volcanoes, and you live close enough that it is not an inconvenience for you to haul your trash up to the summit, you are still putting yourself in a ton of danger. That's because...
Oh, no.
Yes. So much danger. That's because even relatively chill lava will explode if you throw cold trash onto it. We know this because people have actually seen it happen. A group of researchers tried this in Ethiopia with a 66-pound bag of trash, around 3 days' worth of garbage for a family of four, I will note, and the result was a not-so-insignificant explosion of hot lava. Now, just imagine a whole town's worth of rubbish going into a volcano. Rocks falling into lava lakes in Hawaii send lava several hundred feet into the air, often melting scientific webcams in the process. Trash could do the same, but melting, well, you. So the moral of the story is that it's too freaking dangerous.
Yeah, I see. And I guess there's a reason we've settled for the good old garbage truck and landfill situation over this more exciting yet definitely more deadly volcano situation.
Yeah, right. Plus, if the danger aspect weren't enough, the smoke generated from the burning trash would go straight into the surrounding atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a great point. I was wondering about the smoke.
Yeah, so... it takes a lot of work to make sure that doesn't happen when we burn trash the usual way. Unlike a volcano, designated and certified waste incinerators must follow strict regulations, filtering out major pollutants like ozone, carbon monoxide, and sulfur dioxide, among others, from the smoke that mixes with our air. We definitely don't want to breathe that stuff. So, in summary... for all of the reasons I just mentioned, and probably more, dumping trash into a volcano is just not an option.
Okay, that makes sense. It's certainly less exciting, but it seems like the right thing to do.
Agreed.
Thanks, Claire.
My pleasure. Got a question for the editors of Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by me, Claire Maltarelli, with additional editing and audio engineering by Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us a lot. For more PopSci audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. I'm Claire Maltarelli. Thanks for listening.